You're listening to KYRS Local News, and this is an excerpt from our December 4th, 2020 edition.
Christian?
Our next story is from Jesse and is regarding promises of COVID relief. Democratic Majority Leader Representative Steny Hoyer is determined to pass at least some COVID-19 relief before the House adjourns for the year. The House is likely to do so in about a week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican for Kentucky, gave a floor speech on Thursday insisting the relief package be limited to consensus items such as another round of paycheck protection aid to businesses, funding to distribute vaccines, and aid to schools. The $908 billion package proposed by Senate Democrats would include a $300 per week jobless benefit, $160 billion to help state and local governments. It would help out schools and universities, bring back to life the paycheck protection subsidies for businesses, and bail out transit systems and airlines. Democratic Representative House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York said in a statement, quote, "In the spirit of compromise, we believe the bipartisan framework introduced by senators yesterday should be used as a basis for immediate bipartisan bicameral negotiations," end quote. The $908 billion proposal has been widely accepted by Democrats. Meanwhile, McConnell has thrown his support behind a $550 billion GOP proposal. A year-end spending government bill is required by next weekend to prevent a shutdown. Any relief amount would be in addition to the $1.4 trillion bill.